Ooh. Thunderstorm is here.
It's not too cold, it's not too hot.
I got a shave suit.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
And welcome to the Meteorological Report, episode 22. Is it already? I think it is. 22 episodes already in. That's right. The Meteorological episode as heard on CKUW Winnipeg 95.9 FM in Seaford, Prince George, where the show all began, 88.7 FM, and CFRO Vancouver 100.5 FM. I'm getting pretty good at that, aren't I? My name's Joey Honley. I'm your host. My co-host, Frankie McDonald's here in the room. We have our long line of meteorologists, of course, as usual, Joe Sover, Brandon Houck, and GB, the Rapid Weatherman's coming in. We have special guests, Richard Bone, who's a photographer from Alberta, who got some amazing lightning photographs this week. We'd love to hear some of his techniques and styles. And we have my friend Imogen from the coast, who's trying to get on the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine. So we got a full show for you today to listen to. I hope you enjoy it. So I've had a crazy week. Sunday, I filmed a crazy accident where a transport truck went down a hill really fast and lost control. He jammed the wrong gear and ended up grinding out. And luckily, the guy survived, but 53,000 liters of diesel went up, and that was quite a sight to see.
Hop on in.
Happy hunting.
Hey, good to know you.
And there it is across the valley. I got the wrong camera with me today for this. So apparently a tanker was coming down the 24 highway. Experienced trucker, 30 years, no incidents. But he just made a mistake with his gearing, the firefighters told me. And that was enough to overheat his brakes, so he hit the runaway lane. Can you imagine how scary that'd be? You're flying down the hill in your truck and you realize your brakes are gone and you're hitting that runaway lane. Just terrifying, I bet.
And yesterday I got stuck up in the mountains, as you might see if you're on my YouTube channel, Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude, which is also where you can find new episodes of this show if you do not happen to catch them live on the air. Frankie McDonald, how are you this week? How's the weather in Nova Scotia? And tell me about
right
Tropical
now.
Storm
it's pretty
Bill.
Cool. It was warm earlier today. People get a copy of my book that needs a people can read about my past and my early weather days and things like that. I got it right here.
Tell me about Tropical Storm Bill, Frankie.
This is Frankie McDonald, my old TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Tropical Storm Bill is headed right for St. John's, Newfoundland on Wednesday, June 16, 2021. It's going to bring a lot of wind driven rain and sideways rain in Avalon Peninsula, including St. John's, Newfoundland. It's going to bring a lot of rain. Winds are going to be pretty strong. There'll be big waves crashing on beaches and shores in St. John's, Newfoundland, Signal Hill, Newfoundland, and now Pearl, Newfoundland. It's going to bring a whole lot of rain. Winds are going to be very strong in St. John's, Newfoundland. I want everyone in St. John's to be prepared for Tropical Storm Bill. Make sure to wear your rain gear and have your flashlights and candles ready and extra batteries ready just in case you lose power. Make sure to order your pizzas and order your Chinese food. Buy cases of Pepsi, buy cases of Coke. Make sure if your device is charged, the smartphone's charged. Stay away from the beaches and don't go near the shores. Umbrellas won't do you any good. They can damage umbrellas in St. John's, Newfoundland, because Tropical Storm Bill is headed right for St. John's, Newfoundland on Wednesday, June 16, 2021. Be prepared. It's going to bring really strong winds, wind-driven rain, sideways rain. It's going to bring a lot of rain to St. John's, Newfoundland and surrounding areas as well. It's a good idea to stay indoors. If everybody living in St. John's, Newfoundland, be prepared for Tropical Storm Bill on Wednesday, June 16, 2021. Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in Tropical Storm Bill.
Tropical Storm bypassed. Nova Scotia, Tropical Storm Bill bypassed Nova Scotia. There's so much sandstorms going on in Egypt, Libya, Algeria, Morocco, Chad, Sudan, and Mali, and all these places, bringing so much sand, blowing so much sand around. That's going to drive all the dry, dusty air from northwest coast of Africa, send it towards Caribbean, like Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Mexico, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico. Cayman Islands, Island St. Martin, and all these places, Barbados and Bahamas and those places, they're blowing so much sand all the way from northwestern Africa, Sahara Desert. That's a powerful storm. Sandstorm is going to drive all across Atlantic Ocean, westward, coming from east, heading towards the Gulf Coast.
Do you think those sandstorms will actually help lower the risk of a hurricane season this summer?
They're going to, coming off the coast of Africa. They're going to drive all the sand all from west coast Africa. Sandstorms going to get even more intense because of climate change.
How's the weather been in Halifax this week, and how's the weather been in Sydney, Nova Scotia?
Right now, it's cooler in Halifax. A few days ago, last week, it was really hot last week. It was cool this weekend as well. And did you hear about that? Siberia is getting really, really hot right now, too.
Yeah, I have heard about that. Good to see you, Frankie. We'll be talking with you lots through the episode. And see, I got Imogen first because it's alphabetical order across the top of my screen. So I'll talk to you. You're on the West Coast. Where are you today, Imogen, and how is the weather?
I just came back from a week in outer space, so I'm just reacclimatizing to the atmosphere here. Well, it's so funny. I landed in Victoria. It's really warm, strangely warm. I was just surfing the rings of Saturn. Went out with some boys. We were surfing for the whole week. It was awesome. Freezing cold, sub-zero weather, dodging comets, beautiful. Landed here. Now it's all tropical and sunny and totally different atmosphere.
Well done. That's one of the best meteorological reports in a while. Keep on your toes, everybody. You're getting up one up. So we'll talk to you about, of course, because you're doing this photo shoots for Fitness and Muscle Magazine, Muscle and Fitness Magazine. You're outside a lot. So I'd love to talk to you about some of that as we go on the show. And over in Alberta, Richard Bone, talk to us about those amazing photographs you got this week. And later on the show, we come back. I want to hear, you know, how you do it. Not all your secrets, of course.
Oh, there's no secrets in it at all. But yeah, I don't know how to follow up the Silver Surfer with the interstellar galactic weather jive going on there, but we're definitely not that hot today. We had the wind pick up coming out of the northwest and cool things down, which is pretty handy because I've been busting up a pile of asphalt in the backyard, getting it all out all by hand because, well, I don't have a bobcat.
Your photos looked interstellar, at least. Tell me about the day you got those photographs.
Well, my wife leaves for work pretty damn early. She leaves about 3:30 in the morning, and I casually get up whenever I feel like it, usually about 6:37, and my phone started ringing, which is sort of cause of some concern because she never ever phones me when she's on her way to work. So I jumped out of bed concerned, and she's all excited to tell me about this storm that she's driving alongside of that headed north from Red Deer. So I took a quick look out the window and hung up the phone, threw the clothes on real quick, and it was just coming in too quickly. It was intense. It was pretty fun. Apparently, it woke up half the town, and we had power outages and from their morning constitutionals before they got drenched. And nobody likes giant dogs covered in water. They kind of stink.
And that's half the battle, basically, is being in the right place because they do move fast. We'll come back to you. We'll talk to you about photography and about your techniques. And we get everybody chatting as we after we come back around everybody. But we got to come to our number one meteorologist out there in Brooks, Alberta, radio man Brandon Houck. For those of you who don't know what meteorology is, it's a science that, yes, I invented. It's the science of comedy and meteorology, and it's a legit one now. Look it up. Brandon Houck, tell us about Alberta. It's getting hot.
Yeah, it is going to get hot again next week. It was really hot earlier this week. We broke a record here in Brooks on Monday, getting all the way up to 36.4 degrees. Old record was 36.1 back in 1933. So I guess that's the second time we broke a record high this month, actually. And then we had some multiple thunderstorms go through with some severe weather across the province with a lot of hail and strong winds, etc. And then on Tuesday in Saskatchewan, near Fist, Saskatchewan, we had actually three tornadoes touch down back on Tuesday. So it was an exciting day for sure. But another thing that was really exciting was this thing that we call a heat burst that occurred when the temperatures rapidly rise from a decaying thunderstorm after it decays. And it happened right here, Brooks, actually. Our temperature went from 17 degrees to 25 in 1 hour at 3 a.m. That's after that thunderstorm decayed. And then it happened again a couple hours later in Maple Creek, Saskatchewan, where the temperature actually went from 26 to 36 in 1 hour at 6 a.m. after a thunderstorm decayed there too. So that was pretty impressive. Pretty rare for that to happen. So quite a phenomenon to get to witness.
That's insane. Now I'm interested, before we move on, I'm interested to hear your take on the drought weather that's been going on down in the United States, this exceptional fire status, the resilient ridge, the blocking of California, how little precipitation are they going to see? And what's that going to mean for the heat coming north this summer, you think? Because now we're at summertime. Like, this is the summertime episode.
Yeah, and usually that's when the ridge continues to dominate for much of the summer months. And usually California doesn't get their beneficial rains until spring or kind of late fall seasons there. So they're getting into quite a scenario that could be unfolding for the summer months. And then we're gonna have to watch us in the prairies for later in the summer in BC as well, because BC has been, especially through the Okanagan, I think Kelowna's had about three millimeters of rain this past
it's been month. Dry.
So we got to keep an eye on that BC as well and the prairies
certainly
too.
Certainly the fire seasons that I've been the busiest firefighter have been the ones where that heat down south was pushing straight north, and just seeing the way the thunderstorms here were moving northward this week, it kind of reminded me like of that of 2018, seeing that really dominant southerly pattern. Good to see you, Brandon. Stick around. We'll talk to you. But we got to keep moving eastward and get to everybody who's on, all of our meteorologists, Joe Stover, who's a radio programmer and producer at CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, but he's also living up in Churchill, Manitoba, where he refuels airplanes and the like. Joe, how you doing this week, man?
Well, not doing too badly, and it's actually funny that you mention about the refueling the planes. I just actually had to step away while Brandon was talking because I got a call from an airline in Quebec. So they do daily flights from Montreal to Mary River, which is in the northern part of Baffin Island. And when the weather goes bad in Iqaluit, they have to come to Churchill. Well, they've done that the last two nights. And who happens to be on call tonight? It's me. Who did I just get a call from? Them. So because the weather in Iqaluit is not so good for airplanes, because
payday of for you
stuff, it's well, it also means I have to wake up at 4 a.m. to go out there and fuel this plane. So that's okay. I did that last night.
They should give people overtime pay for any work at 4 a.m. for anything. Oh,
it's something I'm unfortunately used to. But at any rate, Churchill has been pretty interesting this week. So it's been most of June. It's been sitting around, anywhere between 5 and 6 degrees. And then on Wednesday, it got up to like 24 degrees, and it was this pretty big heat wave for us. So everybody was out in their shorts and this and that and everything else. And here I am sweating at work, but I knew that I would be getting some relief because a huge cold front blew through about supper time last night, and the temperature went right down from 24 degrees to about 2 degrees, and it stayed like that all day today too, raining and such. And they're looking for it to get back up to about 16 tomorrow, which I mean, I'm on team cold. That's just how I am. I'm not a fan of the heat. So today was nice.
I live tomorrow, in the mountains.
Yeah, exactly. So
I suffer every summer for it.
yeah exactly. So you,
like, I grew
you know
up on
how
a farm,
it goes.
I had hay fever.
That's right. So so for the next 2 weeks though, like I think on Saturday I'm taking the train to Thompson and then driving down to southern Manitoba where I'm going to be for 2 weeks. So I'm getting out of the subarctic climate, and maybe I'll actually get to maybe see what you guys are talking about with all these thunderstorms and prairie storms and things like that. So I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing kind of the things that, Brandon's been talking about and things like that. So So yeah, my weather report next week will be from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Awesome. Well, you got the storm shirt on. Good to see you, Joe.
That's right. Go. Shout out to this is our local school team here, Duke of Marlborough, and this is we are the Storm, and we just got this hoodie today. And how fitting is that we're on the Meteorological Report? Storm, storm, storm.
Yeah, I guess that's because that storm had volleyball sized hail. So let's keep moving eastward. We don't have GB the Rapid Weatherman on, but I think Monica Beaulieu is still in Bonaventure, Quebec. Frankie's best friend, Monica Beaulieu, you there? Can you hear us?
Then Monica, that means you have to...
Hi, Frankie.
Hi, Monica. I'm doing great. I got a link tree, Frankie McDonald now.
You have a what?
Link tree.
A link tree.
All links to all my merch.
All of his merch and all of his social media place in one place.
Oh, cool. Hi, guys.
Are you still eating?
I don't have much to say about weather. I've been stuck inside all week. That between means working and gardening.
Monica, what do you say? Wakey?
Wakey! Tickle, tickle!
Well, you did tell me that you were just getting off work and you really just wanted to hang in and listen. So good to see you, even though we're not seeing you. Peter Glanco, Virginia Beach.
And I like to introduce the IMOGE, and she watches my video sometimes.
Imogen is how you say that.
Yes, you got it correct. Imogen.
You saw my videos before.
Yes. Our space helmet was really foggy.
Our last person we haven't said hi to yet is Peter Galenko down in Virginia Beach. Our other American correspondent right now is at Trey Campbell's at an Astros game, and I said, report from the Astros game, and he never got back to me. He's probably having a good time. Peter Galenko, how is it in Virginia Beach? Your photos this week look fantastic.
It's been hot, hot, hot here this entire past week, and today was really nice weather. I was sunbathed at, around the pool earlier. It's been lovely out here. Y'all have to come down to Virginia Beach sometime. It's been beautiful weather. I can send some pictures if you want to splice them into here. The pool water is my toes into it and stuff. It's good.
Right on. Good to see you, Pete. You've been all
good
over.
To see you.
Hey, everybody. Group discussion time. So you live in Alberta. You got a talent for photographing lightning like I haven't seen. I mean, I'll splice some of the images into the video, but people who are listening on the radio feed on CFRO, CFUR, and CKUW, they're not going to be able to see those pictures, obviously. So I'd like you to just describe some of those photos first, if you could.
Well, what I found myself down between a large industrial rental company and co-op fuels. So you got giant fuel tanks standing up, and then you've got, and then across the road from that is Western Canada's largest cattle auction.
So lots of stuff that highway. Can blow up and burn if lightning hits it.
So yeah, we got barbecue, rockets, and high elevated platforms to watch it all go down.
What a great setting.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was just really cool. There's lots of lightning going off and lots of thunder. Like the one shot that I got where it's got like seven different strikes above the steel buildings. I've been in touch with the company and they're going to be using that for their new website that they've already started. And then they saw these pictures and they reached out and we came up with a pretty good agreement. They do a lot around town to help with the community and so on. So shoom, there you go. Send them a picture and they do what they want, give proper credit and away we go. So we'll be seeing that one even more again. Lots of talk around town and on the internet, like global Mike Sobel from Edmonton there. He put it up there and then it just kind of went, it exploded. Because, well, I got lucky.
Went viral.
I got the right time and place and caught the shot.
So what kind of camera were you using to get, I mean, they're just fantastic. The pink colors of the lightning, the sky. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of good lightning photos out there, but some are better than others. And that's, you've obviously achieved that. What kind of camera are you using to get this sort of photograph?
Well, thanks for that. I shoot with an Olympus EM1 Mark II. It's a little bit older, and it's still a currently selling camera, but their flagship has now become the EM1 Mark III. But what they've got is a proprietary feature called live composition, live comp mode. So instead of going to Photoshop with 20 pictures and layering them and masking and doing all kinds of work I have no idea on how to do, I do it in the camera. So I can set it up to take a base image, and from that base image, it'll continue taking shots. And as long as I've got my actual settings, like my f-stop and my focal point and everything, as long as I've got all that set right, the base image will stay and only new light will be introduced from that point on,
right,
until the battery runs out. So there, it's perfect for doing star trails. You can build it into one image, and that's what it does. Is it takes all those images, and when it's done, it'll do a noise reduction cycle and it'll spit it out into a raw file so I can do proper manipulation in Lightroom. So it's quite the excellent tool for the job.
Well, you figure with photography, it's much like it is in the recording studio, right? Like, get the right sound into the recording so that you don't have to mess with it a whole lot after, right? The better the... And there's just some things you can't really do with a cell phone. I have a very good Canon camera and I can take really nice pictures, but I'd you know, landscape and humans and things like that. But I don't really know how to use it on those kind of night settings. So when I see photographs like that, I have had a couple successful lightning pictures in the past, but I've actually been more successful at getting struck by lightning.
Yeah, I read about that. one of the biggest misconceptions that I had years ago as well was you either have to be really lucky with timing, fast with reflexes, and super fast with your shutter, because lightning, well, it's light, it's fast. It's the exact opposite. Like, those images are compiled while the sun was coming up, because it was 4:30 in the morning. So I was having to change the ISO and all that stuff on the fly. But they're typically 2-second images compiled back to back to back and stacked up and then processed in the camera. When I was shooting Canon, I would do 10-second exposures and then go in afterwards. And once the lightning hit, close the shutter off so you don't get too much, and then back off that way. Like, I wrote a quick little blog about it because so many people were asking on the internet, like, what are your settings? How did you do it? And then I have to explain the whole Olympus and why I bought Olympus, because, well, some cameras are more equal than others, right? So.
Well, and giving away those secrets that, you know, if these days everyone's taking pictures with a cell phone, not many people are actually going to get a camera like I have or you have and actually take photographs, right? So I don't have a cell phone, so I'm always dragging around an actual camera. And to my dismay, because the Canon camera wasn't fully charged, I left it on Sunday when I went to drop the kids off in Little Fort, and that's why when a 53,000 liters of diesel were burning on the highway, I had my audio camera I used for the radio show, right? It didn't get the right image. Stick around, Richard. And anybody have questions before we move on for Richard?
Yes.
One of my question for you is, how do people find these images on the site? How do they find these images on the internet? How do they find you?
You bone photo on Instagram, like bone.photo on Instagram and on Facebook. And that'll take you all kinds of galleries and so on. And my website's listed there. I don't maintain my website as often as I should, but all my stuff goes on to Instagram, and there's lots of my granddaughter there. So a cute little kid. But
do you think some people are disappointed when they, when they go to bone photography and
they might be. It used to be Wishbone, but then there was the whole dog pet connotations, and then there was everyone who knows me from back in my Hamilton, Ontario days knows me and people now as Dick Bone, because it's Richard Bone. It was actually a blues player, bass player in Hamilton dubbed me that the first time I got the courage to get on stage with him and his band and jam away on some blues. So that's my blues name, Dick Barber.
That's really good. I have a great friend in Selmo who's got a band whose name I can't actually say on the radio airwaves. But Rich Gold is his name. So, you know, I call him Dick Gold all the time. But even if don't call him Dick Gold, Rich Gold is still a funny friggin' name.
Richard, I got a question for you. After taking photos with your Canon camera, do you ever pretend like you're a pirate when people ask you what you did during the day? You'd be like, I was shooting me Canon.
It was that, and it was also, hey, what's your name? Dick Canon. Yeah,
that was great.
great stripper names.
I'm impressed that you shoot with Olympus. You don't hear that very often. Olympus is so underrated and underappreciated, and I'm glad you brought up blood composition because it's one of those things that virtually no one knows exists. So thank you for bringing that up, and thank you for shining some light on it.
Oh, well, thanks. Obviously, you know what Olympus is.
Yeah,
they're great. Like everyone complains about the small sensor size, and it's like,
no,
learn how to use the tool and
yep,
go with it. I mean, if you don't have enough light, you can bring your own. And I do have lots of that too. So
absolutely. I ordered a telephoto lens for my Canon and it ended up being for an Olympus. So maybe I should just send it to you. Here you go. and then someone from eBay had, you know, they send you those emails like, were you happy with your product? I'm like, the gall. And that was the wrong product.
Yeah, it can get tricky, but if you get good glass, that's where the camera is secondary to the glass in front of it.
True. Yeah.
Right. Like you can grab yourself a 69 Les Paul, but when you put it into a PV amp, it's just going to sound like Henry.
It's going to sound like a PV amp. Which is
that's
good.
That's probably the greatest analogy I've ever heard.
Can't polish a turd.
Oh, come on. PV's great. It's got a beautifully dirty garage sound.
It was my first amp back in 1993. So, yeah.
The PV
Rage, it has its place.
The PV Rage 158. I've got one kicking around here somewhere still in the basement.
So, Brandon Houck, while we got Richard on, when should he be looking forward to the next round of thunderstorms up Alberta way?
This weekend doesn't look great. Next week, actually, when we crank up the heat, and that'll allow those temperatures to return to the 30s, and that will allow for more severe weather, especially Wednesday and Thursday next week. Looking pretty good.
Hey, where's Ronnie?
I don't know. He hasn't been on for a couple of weeks. He took a bit of a break after the Tent City. So I don't know. Maybe he's just being dad and laying low. And I know I've known him a long time. He worked at the Safe Injection Site for longer than anybody. It's half hour through the show, so I want to say you're listening to the Meteorological Report on CFUR 88.7 FM in Prince George, on CKUW Winnipeg 95.9 FM. It airs there Mondays at noon. Prince George, it airs Saturdays at 10 a.m. and Tuesdays at 4 p.m. And then Vancouver at noon local time there, CFRO 100.5 FM, www.coopradio.org. Imogen, tell us about your photography experience, because you're on the other end of it. You're not the photographer, you're the subject, and you spend a lot of time outside being taken in these photos, and you're working towards being on the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine. Everyone can go and vote for you. How do they do that? Tell us about it, the whole process.
I've been modeling for a few years now. Muscle and Fitness was sort of a spur of the moment thing. I got a message saying, do this. So I said, okay, let's do it. lined up a few photo shoots. I've been lifting weights like a fiend for fitness is a big thing. I have a lot of health problems, and if I don't maintain a high level of physical activity, I have bad arthritis, my joints hurt, I have muscle cramps, it's just a mess. So on a bad day, I'm still very active. Then this came along and I just started pushing it a lot. quite literally, I'm lifting weights for about an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. As well as twice a week, I'm doing physiotherapy, so there's a lot of boxing drills, kickboxing drills, stuff like that. I'm getting the crap kicked out of me twice a week, and then I go.
How can we vote for you? Where do we go to vote for you?
Yeah, there's a link. I'll send a link so you guys can post this with it. I have it on my Facebook page. I've been posting daily updates on Facebook and Instagram, just with progress and whatnot, just showing the muscle growth and whatnot. this point, it's got I've got to be throwing some nuggets somewhere.
I'd love to figure out why your audio suddenly changed, because it was sounding so good earlier. Now we, so yeah, how long does the voting go on for, and where can they find you? How can they do this?
So there's a link to my specific profile. You can also scroll through other competitors on there. I'll send that to you. I've got it on my Facebook and my Instagram. Both pages are, if you Google Imogen Bailey or Imogen Cookie Bailey, there's only one. That is my legal name, Imogen Cookie Bailey. I've been posting photos with the link every single day with updates. My social media has been kind of exploding lately, I think that's the word. Lots more people have just been signing up. It's a little weird.
Popularity gaining.
Right now, we're in the first round. Yeah, it's not a bad thing, that's for sure. Right now, it's the first round of voting. So there's 7 days left. Currently, I'm in second place. At the end of the first round, the top 15 will move through. So right now, it's looking good, but anything could happen that could change in a day or not. I want to get to first place, but right now I'm in second. So this is so far so good.
You'll settle for second, but you want that first.
Hell yeah. We're 2 days in, 3 days in for voting at the moment, and I've maintained second place the whole time so far. So this is good, but I can do better. So I'm going to be lifting lots more weights and pulling a lot more heavy stuff and getting bigger and beefier and more cover worthy.
Tell us about some of the locations you've been shooting at, because I think that's one of the great things about your images is that you're not just standing somewhere boring, you're going out somewhere. Yeah, nice.
For sure. I did a series out at Sitting Lady Falls, and that's out in a sort of rural area out here. Beautiful, beautiful waterfall. There's no actual path to get down there. There's no trail. You know, it's not really, pretty much the only way you can get there is by water. There's a rocky trail up above the falls with little viewpoints, just tourists and people walking around up there. But it's basically a private beach if you can get to it. I chose to go the other way and just crashed down the side of a mountain.
That's my way.
So I kind of went rolling down the side of a mountain, walked through an edge hill, fell in a swamp. Getting down there was an adventure. I got down there and I had to walk for about 30 minutes through swamp to get to the spot. There's so much in the area. There's so much. It's such a diverse kind of location that I did a series of four. I did a series of four different photo sets down there, and it's all one spot, but it's turned so that we're using different backdrops. So it was one area that I was able to make a lot more out of. Other stuff I've been to. I think French Beach was one that I went to. I'd never been there before. I just went for an adventure. I went up island to check out a plane crash. The Kenzo plane crash.
Near Tofino.
Yes, 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 yes. It's a 1944 bomber that right after takeoff just slammed into the side of the mountain. And the aircraft is still there. On the way back, I found this glorious beach just up past Long Beach. It's called Incinerator Rock. It is surreal looking. So I did some photos up there as well. Beautiful sunny day, ocean mist, white sand. As far as you can see, it looks like another planet. It was super cool.
So you see a lot of these competitors you're up against, you know, they're strong looking, but they're so city, they'd never end up in a place like that. So that takes the extra effort to go out. And that's what I think this show is really about, is Canadians being out on the land.
Oh, for sure. There's so much outside. Even if you live in a boring area, there's interesting stuff to find, and you can find wonderful things there. It doesn't all have to be exotic. There's exotic is all around us.
When someone said to me, the prairies are boring, I said, you're boring. That's where nice thunderstorms happen. Questions from our panel. Does our panel have any questions? Do you have any questions, Joe Stover?
Can you leave a link in the chat, or did you already do that for
MSHealthandFitness.com/2021/Imogen-? Is there more than the coup, or is it just coup?
Just coup. The COO put it off right there.
Any other questions? Frankie, do you have any questions?
That means I like to introduce, I'm Frankie McDonald, a YouTuber for Sydney, Nova Scotia. My most viewed video is Guy tries to eat 50 hot dogs at once. That was the most epic video on my YouTube channel. Guy tries to eat 50 hot dogs at once. Another one of them was a guy dancing, then being chased by a grill. That's a sucker one. I did a lot of my videos with my own ideas. I come up with my own ideas. I shoot the video myself. Then I upload it to my YouTube channel. So many people watch my videos. Snoop Dogg shared my videos. 50 Cent, Cheech and Chong, and all these guys.
This is Frankie's way of saying he'd like you to keep coming on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just Frankie. Heard Gabriel Berardo's voice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're here, GB.
What's up, guys? Yes.
Our Ontario meteorologist, Gabriel GB, the Rapping Weatherman. How you doing this week, buddy?
Well, actually, great. Great, actually. Last time, I had a little rap for you guys. This time, I can't kind of do a little rap for you guys because I'm at my dad's house, so I don't have, like, everything that I have there here, so I could always still talk about the weather.
Personality.
Oh yeah, man. Like, right, you know,
and I always have to say this. I mean, this is probably the fifth time I've said this, but
10th time good, maybe.
Good grief, Gabriel, you look good, man. You are looking.
Yeah,
sharp.
I know. Thank you. I actually am working on getting a new suit, more like colorful one, because this one looks like a funeral suit, man. I'm not on a funeral. I'm on the Joey Only show. I'm not here at a funeral. So I have to get like a nicer suit than this suit. No, don't worry. That'll be soon.
I'm just wearing a Steeper 88.7 FM t-shirt. I mean, no one's ever accused me of looking good on this show.
Oh, don't worry, man. You, of course, always look good. You got like a hat kind of like you always got a hat on. I have never, ever, ever seen you without a hat. I have never seen your actual hair.
It's gone.
Oh, a nice little buzz cut. Wow.
Yeah, I shaved it off myself because it was so hot. Because, like, logging is hot. And then the next day, even though I knew a cold front was coming, I did it anyways because I couldn't handle it. And the next day, I was like, why did I shave my head off? It's so cold.
Wow.
True story.
Man, I can't ever shave my head off because if I do that, I'm going to look like people are going to call me a bowling ball, which I don't want to be called that.
A bowling ball. So you're going to graduate. You're going to graduate in like 10 days, and then you're going to start an internship with the Weather Network.
Well, that is a if. I'm not going to say that just yet because, like, I don't want to say that just yet and, you know, put it into people's heads that I'm going to work there at first because this, of course, would actually be like my first job. So, like, I have to still, you know, talk to them and see what kind of jobs they have to offer, which would also be great too because I'm always looking fresh and I have a lot of thought into my head that could go into their social media and into their you know, like their social media and everything. I have a lot of new thoughts for them that they should do kind of and everything like that. I have a lot to offer for them.
They should instead of Dr. Doug Gillum talking all bland, they should have him write the script and then you rap it.
Oh, yeah. You know, you want to know what, though? My favorite meteorologist on, of course, the Weather Network has to be Chris Murphy. That guy has like the most best personality on there. He's like funny man. He is just great. Most of these people though have I was on the Weather Network, like they played one of my clips and they have they text me like shortly later think we just got a spike in our views. I'm like, oh yeah, well no way, because I'm on there. I'm like, I got the suit on there, right? Like who could resist this suit? Like nobody, right? Come on. But yeah. So
I could. I mean, I find you handsome, but I'm not really attracted to you.
No, yeah, well, obviously not, because yeah, I know. I have to just wait to get more suits because I want to look more, you know, colorful, stormy. I want to look
classic.
Yes, like you. Like I want to look classic like you do right now with all that
shiny suit. I don't know what you have on, but like nice and shiny.
When I see how like Joe Stover and I are dressed, for example, and then I look at you, I realize that you still have hope. That's what your suit's telling me.
We are like, hopeless. So
we're middle aged, buddy.
It's all been destroyed.
Just radio clothes.
You know, no, quick question. What do you define as middle aged?
Me?
Well, I'm in my 40s.
So. All you. Middle age. I want to say at this like age, since at the average age is like dying at like 80 or like 90 now, I would at least say it's like I still say 45 to like 50 years old at about middle age.
Yes, I still got a ways to go. Thank you, GB.
Right. Oh yeah, man. You got a long ways to go, man.
3 years.
Definitely
left.
Joey. Also, I'm
still
Bowie,
passing fitness tests and firefighter fitness tests, you know. I still got
well, like I have it. I have
the thing is though, the thing is nowadays I just do something small and then I have like this crazy pain in my back the next day. It's like, you know, it's not like from climbing a mountain or lifting something hard. It's because like, you know, the one day I was in the bush and I got my toe kind of caught in some sticks.
You do live on a mountain.
I just sort of twisted my back a little funny. And then I was like, ow, what is that? It's like, that never used to happen to me. I used to climb mountains like a friggin' cat. Not hurt my back moving.
What was that like? What was that like situation with you and your truck, Joey? Like I saw, like I heard like in like the chat, like you post something about your truck and it was like stuck in mud and it was, oh no, I'm not gonna make it for the show. I don't know.
I got mired. I got mired pretty deep in. And I mean, I spent a lot of my life living in the bush and working in the bush and doing bush things, adventuring. And I've always known there's going to be that time that I may have to walk out.
Yes, it's me, Joey Only from Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers, stuck with my friend Rich. Between him, the paramedic, and me, the first aid firefighter, we didn't panic or get upset. We just started digging.
Well, here's stupid old Joey on the logging road. I'm buried in good, kids. So this is going to involve some digging and taking those boards in my back and putting them under the tire. Sorry about that, Rich. Welcome to a day with Joey Only. All right. Got the tires all dug out. Got chains and rocks and logs under there. I've been underneath digging by hand. Your back, this back tire is on top of it. See if you can go back further. Keep going back. Now we're in a new hole. Yep. I tell you, there is no end to how stuck we are. Probably 3 hours walk back to humans, and there's lots of daylight, so it is what it is. We'll get out or we'll walk. The risk you take when you play in the bush.
No, you should be pulling out.
It's that mud just so gooey that you can see all the earth moving. You know what I mean? Like one big mass. All so I can get beautiful views of mountains for all of yous. That's the price we paid. Oh, come on. So close. What we don't want to do is get the front tires in this soft shit.
In relation to that big hole.
Close. Dude. We're close to that solid ground. Like if we can get another foot, we might be out.
I threw about 600 pounds of stones in the back for a wonderful trip to the mountains together. Sorry about that, Rich.
We're survivors.
Yep.
Talk to my camera. After hours of digging and messing around, we've given up and we're going to walk back.
Well, we'll see you in a bit, truck. Today or tomorrow. Luckily, we're in the most beautiful place in the world. Unluckily, we got to walk out of it. Fresh water. The most important thing we can find. We'll live. It's a long walk to the bottom. Man, it's pretty. If you're gonna get stuck, it's always better to go get stuck somewhere pretty. That's, you know, doing yourself a favor at least. You don't want to get stuck somewhere that sucks.
I'm gonna die soon. There's two people out here going downhill fast. We're going downhill real fast, man. It's sketchy. Joey got his truck stuck in the mud. And found out his four-wheel drive doesn't work. So we're just walking down. What are you up to, buddy?
Friend, guy, pal.
What a coincidence. Is that really where you're going? That's an excellent coincidence. You happen to be going to East Blackpool Forest Service Road, and that's where we are? What a fluke. Are you coming up the hill right now? I think I hear you.
So, thank you very much for saving us, Rob.
Hey, it's been a great adventure. You guys are a mite crazy. You're out here on your own.
We weren't that far out.
Well, I know, but you didn't have any whiskey.
I'm sober.
What's going on? Are you daft?
I always plan it sober, so I couldn't even bring my bottle of vodka.
But I didn't have my mushrooms.
Oh.
That would have been awesome. I said if we had those, we might have just sat there all night.
I've always known that's an inevitability. Eventually, if I just keep going out to the mountains long enough, one of these days I'm going to have to walk out. But luckily, I was with my good buddy who's a paramedic in town, and unlike me, carries a cell phone. And eventually, we got around to a side of the mountain where we got some cell coverage, and then we were able to... So I ended up going up there today and decided just to make it my own problem and use my CAA and get a tow truck to yank it out, and that was the easiest. But
it's crazy.
Spent like 3 or 4 hours trying to get the truck out of the mud, and we were so close so many times, then the other tire would sink in, and it was just like quicksand, literally, this one spot of the logging road. I got a truck that's jacked with 1735 tires. I'm not used to getting stuck in the mud. That's why I have that truck, so that I don't have that problem.
Wow.
Yeah, turns out crazy. My four-wheel drive isn't working properly. It's working sometimes and not others. Well, it started working once it was in the mud, but that was too late already. I needed to work so that I was not in the mud. So yeah, luckily, I mean, there's lots of fresh running water up there, and we've seen some bears and deers, and it was a beautiful view. And honestly, the two of us being who we are as first responders in our lives, like, we weren't really upset at all. In fact, I think at one time I said to Richard, I don't think there's anywhere else in the world I'd rather be right now, man. Walking down this road, chatting.
There's
with
no
you.
Place I'd rather be.
I said, we came up here to have a hike. That's all we came. This is totally normal.
Take a hike, Joey. I'm just joking.
Yeah, it's 15 kilometers up the.
Joey.
Go Forest Service Road and. But long day.
So 4x4. Sorry for cutting out, but I've had the same sort of experience with my Jeep, except on the beach. Before the tide came up, get stuck. Yeah, it wasn't cool by myself. So I didn't have a choice to walk. I had to get myself out of there. We'll talk about that another day. But
your vehicle got eaten by the tide then?
Almost. I got out on time, but
ooh.
It didn't feel like that at the time. And it was a close call.
That's exciting. But
scary moments, yeah.
Well,
I know what it's like when your 4x4 stops working properly and you take it to the mechanic and they say there's nothing wrong. There's something wrong when you just don't trust going onto the beach anymore with your Jeep.
And then 2 months later, you find out, I was right. There's something wrong.
Hey, Monica, what do you take to the beach? You take bananas, apples, oranges, grapes, cherries, strawberries, raspberries, and smoothies.
And steaks and wieners. And
fries. Fries. Like pizza, everything. Pepsi.
How come we weren't allowed to see your face this week, Monica?
I'm in the dark here.
You can't
see me. I'm lying in bed. Sorry.
Well, the radio listeners can't see you either. So it's okay. They'll just have to believe
She's
that everybody who's on this show are really fantastically well-dressed, good-looking quality humans. All of us, we're just beautiful, beautiful people.
Aww. Wearing a plain white t-shirt today.
Oh, yeah. Pete, it's nice to see you. Pete, I haven't seen you in a while. I thought you disappeared.
No, I was still here. I was visiting family in Chicago last week on Thursday, so that's why I wasn't enjoying the meteorological report last week. I was living it up with my family.
Yeah, man.
You've been to Ohio, Chicago?
Gabriel, you still didn't add me.
Oh, what? Where? Oh, yeah, like where? Like where? On Facebook?
Facebook, yeah.
Yeah. See, like, I don't know how to accept my friend request. I'm gonna go do it right now, actually.
Come on.
I'm not that good. Okay, but no, but yeah, but like, I didn't like see it last time. I don't know, like, I didn't see it. Maybe I'm losing my mind, but I just can't. Oh, okay. Monica with like the little like check mark on the photo and like the nice sunglasses and like the nice background. Wow, okay, I finally did it, you know.
Well, Monica Bowie wants you to friend her. You say yes, darn it.
Oh yeah, because look, I don't use Facebook that much. I'm not like a middle-aged person.
What are you trying to say, Gabriel?
What do you guys use like, now? Do you use
Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all that stuff. I don't use Facebook that much.
Hey Pete, that was something that I had meaning to ask. How's the late spring in the Midwest when you're in Chicago? How was it on the lake and everything?
I didn't go on the lake. I was in the suburbs of Chicago, but the weather was it was pleasant. It was a lot hotter than I was expected it to be. I should have asked Frankie first about the weather. I should have known because GB had been talking about how hot it was up there in Ontario. Chicago,
oh, yeah,
Illinois is not that far away. But I brought a bunch of long sleeves and pants, and I was just like, oh, actually, it was just short sleeve weather there. So
it's the opposite of Wells, right? People will they're in the Okanagan, like, man, it's 38 degrees. Well, let's go up to that town, Wells, in the mountains. And then they come dressed for summer. And you tell them, you can tell them all you want that you have to have winter clothes with you every month of the year if you're coming up here and you plan to do things outside at night, especially. And just no one can, you can't explain that to them until they get up to 4,000 feet and understand that they're in another level of atmosphere and it's cold at night.
That's like, wow.
Hey, one of the worst things about
that means next week you definitely gonna get you're gonna try to get Base Guy on your show because he's taking 2 weeks off, and the week after that is Canada Day week. Base Guy will return on July the 7th.
Send Jack a note and send him the link. The same link I just sent you. Good for the next bunch of episodes. So everybody who's on, you can always just come
that
on.
That means Joey, I just said Base Guy Show's Facebook page.
Gabriel,
you.
Yes.
Do I say Gabriel or Gabriel?
No, just call me by whatever you feels great, then like that's like whatever like whatever like fits like US saying it. Like whatever your accent is, I don't care. Just say my
Gabriel.
Name. Like yeah,
say
yeah.
My name,
as long as it's my name. yeah. So, like, what are you gonna answer?
So,
hold up.
So, circle back to call you whatever we want. Can I just
Steve?
Call you Ryan?
Ryan.
Ryan's got
Ryan.
A nice soft sound
what?
To it. Steve is a real sharp name.
Yep.
So, if we're gonna rename you.
You open the floodgates here, Gabriel. You know, like
you
or
could
Steve
be Ryan.
Or Jim, whatever we want to call you.
GB works for me.
You could be, right. Like GB is my like initials, kind of, and it's like my rap like name. So you guys could just call me by whatever you want. I don't care. If you say Jim or Steve, though, I won't be looking at and saying, "Oh, wait, what me? You talking to me?" So, but.
The universe should unfold as it will, Captain Spock. Any last words, anybody?
Hey, I just like to say thanks for reaching out there and bringing me on. It's been a blast.
So, Richard, that's www.bone.photo.ca. Everyone, go take a look at his lightning photos, bone.photo.ca. And no, it is not a dirty sight.
Feels like I've heard of him before. Feels like I heard of him before. Oh, my God. Feels like I heard of him before. Richard.
We've also had Imogen on for the first time tonight. If you want to go check out the profile for Health and Fitness Magazine, mshealthandfitness.com. /2021/Imogen-Ku. I'm sure if you just Google Imogen Health and Fitness, you'll find that.
Okay.
And vote for Imogen, and let's help our friends progress in their career. That's the way to be.
Frankie, voted and shared.
You? My link tree is Frankie McDonald. I sent you my link tree to you.
Okay.
It has a link to my merch and social media all in one link.
So now you're not going to say your usual long list of social media connections. You're just going to say my link tree. I love that when you just list off all your.
And I got a link tree link now.
Okay, that's what we'll use.
He's got a lot of connections on there. I was checking it out.
So that's it for the show this week. I'm Joey Olney right now in Clearwater, BC, but heading back to Wells, British Columbia soon. And so long as fire season's on hold, we're going to continue to have normal live and new episodes every week. So keep tuning in to us if you're in Prince George, Saturdays at 10 a.m. or Tuesday at 4 p.m. That's on 88.7 FM CFER. It's w.cfer.ca. Vancouver, Mondays at noon, CFRO 100.5. CKUW Winnipeg, thank you very much to those stations. We'd love to have more radio stations take a show on, so please do. And you can always watch the video version on my Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude YouTube channel. And for everybody who listens to my weather reports at CFER in Prince George, keep tuning in every Monday and Friday, and you'll hear me calling the weather like I do every week. So,
Monday and Friday?
Yeah, I guess you guys didn't know that I've been reporting weather on there this whole year.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see. So, but I didn't know.
But the thing is, like, we're doing so many famous things that we just forget to even talk about it. It's like,
oh yeah, famous things. Like, wow, like you made like you're on like a Justin Bieber podcast. Holy shit, I don't mind. I'm just.
Brandon,
I'm
how many radio stations are you on?
Frankie's on like 100.
I was on four of them today, alone, all day long. Sweet. And I've been on a couple others throughout the week. Sometimes I like to prank call some stations and call in as a guy named Joe, just for the fun of it.
Oh, look, he's someone's. Like,
my name is Joe Stover.
Being impersonated.
Well,
with a very deep voice.
You go ahead. You can use my name if you'd like. Just keep it in reputable circles, if you please.
I was being impersonated.
I lose all the games too. All the fun games that I play. So.
Dick Bones just going to keep his mouth shut now.
So speaking of names, I had a great moment earlier this week. Frankie tweeted, Tropical Storm Bill is not strong at all. And it was funny because my dad's name is Bill. So I showed him that tweet and we got a kick out of it because I was like, look at this. Frankie says, Tropical Storm Bill is not strong at all.
That means I get a link tree now. All my social media is merged into one.
I shared it on Facebook, Frankie.
Yeah.
I'll share it too. So this is the Meteorological Report. I'm Joey Olney with Frankie McDonald, our team of meteorologists, Brandon Houck, Joe Stover, Gabriel Berardo, Peter Glanco, Monica Beaulieu, and our two special guests this week, Imogen, Richard. Please do come back on. Everyone come back on. This is kind of how we don't really have much for rules here in the show. It's always something different every week, and who knows? We'll just try to keep it as interesting as we can. See you next time, friends.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather or not. There it is.